Blog Talk Radio.
Maybe I see you working hard, wanna let you know I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better, you challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. I'll fly ya, sing you a song, turn the game on. I'll brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need me to do? If you want it, there's a word.
I
know whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, my spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking the hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I'll roll over. Baby, I heard you, I'm here to serve you. Love you need, give it is my joy. All I wanna do is cater to you, boy.
Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you throw me away. I've got to clip up your dinner, your dessert, and so much more.
Welcome, everybody, to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. It's December 30th, Friday, December 30th, 2022. We won't be saying that much longer, 2022, because we're getting ready to step right on into 2023. So I'm trying to amp myself up because, like, you know, this is the pre-New Year's Eve show because tomorrow is really New Year's Eve. So then we're going to call this, like, the pre-New Year's Eve show. We're going to talk about what was the highlights of 2022, your life, my life. We're going to talk about New Year's resolutions. We got some future guests coming on, past guests that I had, and we got some special announcements to make. I see the callers in the line. I see the callers on. I see the people that's pressing one. Just bear with me a minute. And we're gonna talk a lot about what direction people going into in the new year. How they feel about 2022. You know, because it's fitting, and then, you know, what else can we talk about? It's the end of the month. It's the end of the year. We leave in 2022. Some leaving it with a bang. Some leaving it quietly. Some leaving it frustrated. Some leaving it happy. Some leaving it sad. Some leaving it sexually frustrated. Some people leaving it over sex. We're going to talk about all that tonight. All that and more. What I'm going to do is I still got to call a couple of more people into the show, because everybody know we having problems with certain numbers calling the show. So I have to manually call people from the computer phone, studio phone. So anything for the listeners. But we got a good show ahead of you. I just got out the shower. Somebody called me and said, did you take your shower yet? I'm getting ready to get in right now. So I'm literally just getting out the shower, lotioned up, in a robe with my Black and Miles here. Got some Tito's. I got some medical marijuana for my high blood pressure. And I got some Poland Spring water. And, you know, we just going to sit here. We just going to have a good time like we always do. So everybody just sit back, be patient, sit back and, you know, enjoy the ride. We got the Lisa experience coming through, too. We got the Lisa experience coming through. So for everybody, the people that know about it, have heard it. Somebody laughing at me about, I said medical weed, medical marijuana. Let me see what I want to do. Okay, what I'm going to do is I got to call two people into the show. They friends to the show, and they repeat listeners, so I have to call them in. So I'm trying to find a short song that I could play so I could call them real quick. So everybody just bear with me. We got a good show for you. It's 2022. Getting ready to be 2023. What you gonna do, or what have you done? Time to let the trash out. It's time to get the monkey off your back. It's time to leave the bullshit where the bullshit belongs. It's time to move the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? And people ain't moving with you, then you just leave them. That's all. If people ain't walking to your walk and singing to your song and dancing to your beat, you know what I'm saying? Leave them. What you need, somebody, every time you take one step forward, they pull you two steps back. Nah, you don't need that. What's happening. We're going to talk about the cheaters, the people who think they going into 2023 doing the same old shit that they've been doing. We got a surprise for them. We got a surprise for everybody. I'm going to play the same damn song, and I'm going to call these people in, and we're going to start this show. I got a good show. A really, really good show. Everybody stay tuned. Sit back. Don't go nowhere, or call a friend. Let them know we got a good show ahead of you. We got a good show coming up. We're going to go right back to my favorite laid-back song again. You know, sometimes radio stations play the same song over and over and over when they and trying to make it a hit. We're going to go right back into catering you. I'm going to call the people on the line. We're going to come back. We're going to start the show with me, Jay Sean, Randy Jackson, a.k.a. Jay Sean, the Asiatic, causing all the static, the relationship guru, Mr. F. Love himself. We'll be right back. Oh, we got the Lisa Experience coming through. We got some past guests coming through. We got New Year's Eve shout-outs, 2022. Listen. Don't go nowhere. We got a hell of a show in store for you. I'll be right back. Peace.
I wanna let you know, I'm proud, let you know that I admire what you do. Don't know if I need to reassure you, if my life will be purposeless without you. If I want it, when I ask you, you inspire me to be better. You challenge me for the better. Sit back and let me pour out my love letter. Let me help you, take off your shoes, untie your shoestrings, take off your cufflinks. Don't you wanna eat food, let me feed you. Let me run your bath water, whatever you desire. Brush your hair, help you put your durag on. Wanna put a rug, want a manicure. Baby, I'm yours, I wanna cater to you, boy. Let me cater to you, cause baby, this is your day. Do anything for my man, baby, you blow me away. I've got the slipper, your dinner, your dessert, and so much more. Anything you want, let me cater to you. Inspire me from the heart, ain't nothing tear us apart. Making sure that I'm doing my part. Boy, is there something you need to do? If you want it, say the word. And now whatever I'm not fulfilling, another woman is willing. I'm gonna fulfill you, my body, spirit. I promise ya, I keep myself up, remain the same shit you fell in love with. I keep it tight, I keep my figure right. I'll keep my hair fixed, keep rocking my hottest outfit. When you come home, they tell me on my shoulder, I will know.
We back on the set. We got everybody in. Should be in now. we got a couple of people calling in like 10 minutes, so we're going to just shoot the breeze. Is the Lisa experience on?
Yes.
Going on tonight?
How you doing?
I'm cool. I've been waiting for this all day. You know, this is my this is my excitement for the weekend. This is my pet right here. This is my, how they call it, a fetish. This is my fetish. This is my love. This podcast is everything for me right now in my life.
Okay, it's your muse, huh?
It's my what?
Your muse, M-U-S-E. It's something that you look forward
muse,
to. It gets
my
you started.
Muse, my maid.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something that I started with help of other people. So it's something that I look forward to doing. But so I want people on the line, if you want to call in and tell me what your New Year's resolution is or what your highlights of 2020. What was your highlight, greatest moment of 2022? That's a hard one, right?
I'm going to tell you, my highlight was that I had a lot of fears, and I made my decision that I was going to start fighting a lot of my fears, because you can't go through life fearing a lot of stuff. So a lot of things I pushed forward knowing that I was afraid to. So that was my highlight, that I was able to do some of the things that I was holding myself back because I was afraid to move on and do it. That's one.
Oh, you got more than one.
Yeah, that, and then, you know, I'm going to tell you, God has really became really important in my life. I mean, he always was, but now that I see the things that he do in your life for you, it's just like he's more greater and alive than I, you know, ever, you know, had before. Because before, I always looked for myself to do things and get where I need to be, but now I'm more grateful and I'm more thankful that I know it's never been me. It's always been him. That's what we have to start doing. Like, we got to stop thinking that it's all about us. It's not about us. It's about he the one that has us down here to do the things that we need to do and also the things he wants us to do that he has us here for. So that's another a great thing that I've learned, that he's my total source of my life.
Amen to that. Me and Dre, the program director, we always talk about, because we done tried everything, writing books, writing movies. We done did it all. Now we doing the podcast thing. So we be like, man, the only thing we ain't tried is God. So let's try that and see what happens. Let's see. Hold on real quick. 78, we live.
Yo, what's good? What's good?
What's up with you? Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you as well. Same to you, Lisa. Well,
you too.
Let me tell you, it's just hearing you, what you were saying, Lisa, like kind of brought tears to my eyes, because I came from a journey. Even though I'm locked up, I'm not locked out. You feel me? As you were saying, Jay, before you even said it, man, like, it was like, yeah, we tried, me and Dre did this. In my head, I'm like, did you try God? But, you know, you said it already, and I was like, you know, all praise be to him. But there's one thing that Lisa was touching on that I want to tap real quick, is that we always get these gifts that God has given us or allowed us to manifest to other people. But we get these gifts and give praise to the gifts, and we forget to praise the gift giver. You know, so I think us as a people, us as a nation, us as believers, like if we give the God and give Christ the praise that he deserves, I think our lives and our steps will be different. You know, because he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by me. So if you believe that, then, you know, he will guide your steps to be successful. But if you only thinking about being successful and not giving God the glory, you're not going to make it far. You know, I've been incarcerated 19 years. So I'm about to be 20 years in a few months. You know, and I've been blessed. Because when I gave my life over to Christ, again, 6 years ago, when I rededicated myself to the Lord, like, a lot of things have changed. Yeah, there's still obstacles in front of me. There's still stumbling blocks in front of me. But it says in the Bible, ye are of God, little children, have overcome them. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. You know, Christ is in me, and they're talking about the devil being in the world. So those worldly things that we love is put on the back burner so we can give God what he deserves. You know, I ain't got no highlights of 2020. Matter of fact, my highlight of 2020 is I'm breathing. That's my highlight.
So what, you know, what's your New Year's resolution?
To get a better and closer relationship with Christ. To be more active and to read my Bible more than I know. You know, just because I know the word don't mean I'm not supposed to read it. You know what I'm saying? My little nephew just got killed last night, man, 18 years old. Like, I'm in pain. You know, I'm grieving because he lived a life that was taken very short. And I just pray God just continue to look over the rest of the family, man, and
he will.
I just thank God for his mercy. I thank him for his grace, man. You know, I thank God for people like you, Jay, and Lisa. I thank God for people like y'all. Because y'all do things for people that, behind the scenes, nobody know what y'all do for other people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I was watching a program, The Acts of Kindness. And I was looking forward to seeing you and your sister up there. You know what I'm saying? Because y'all do so much for the community, man. Y'all do so much for the community. If nobody know this family, man, they do a lot for the community. And don't look for nothing in return. I know when I was younger, I used to get me a book bag and stuff every year. You know, I used to go to the parties and eat all I can. You know what I'm saying? Those are the blessings that they did for people in the streets, because they call it paying it now. Today they call it paying it forward. They paid it forward a lot. So I said something to you last time, Jay, and I'm just waiting for this check to clear it. I'm going to send you to my house. You know where I live at. I've been living there forever to pick up some money,
because
I'm going to support this podcast. I'm going to do my best to support your podcast. I'm going to give you what, I don't care. I'll give you probably, I don't know. It depends. You know, but I'm supporting this podcast, man. I'm going to pay it forward because there's people like you that give people like me the opportunity to talk about they struggles. You know, I remember I used to almost get hit by a stop sign. You know, because I was acting up. If I got hit by the stop sign by more people than just your sister, I think I probably would have been in a better place. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
At least he had that stop sign. But, boy, where you think you going? You better get your ass around that corner. You know, but
which brother, son was it?
That was my, the one that got killed, he was my brother's ex-fiance's nephew. But we were still all intertwined. Like, you know, my brother got kids with her, with his ex. And, you know, they all just called me on some other. crying. I ain't want to, you know, I was like, oh, I got to go on a podcast. I'll call y'all later. I don't have time for that. You probably know my Just. Used to be on 5th Ave and 12th Ave back in the day.
Well, guess who got killed?
His son.
Oh, his son.
Yeah. He just turned 18,
well, we said
man.
That. 18?
18. He got killed over there by Temple. Over that way.
When?
Last night.
Oh, last night.
So
yeah, well, you know,
him,
we definitely sending out condolences on behalf of the Keeping It Real. Patterson,
thank you. Appreciate
has,
that.
Patterson has turned into
evolved.
Into
and
I'm gonna
tell you, you're very strong because my last husband served time too, and he knew the Bible back and forth. But I'm telling you, like you said, it don't matter that you know all the scriptures and you could quote them. You got to live by them. You know what I mean? Like you said, you want to move forward into the next year of reading more and getting to know it. It's not about what you could throw at people. It's about do you live it? Because I never tell anybody what religion I am or how religious I am. Because you know what? You'll see it in a way that I conduct myself and what I and the way I carry myself. So see, that's the true meaning of knowing God and His Son. It's not going with word of mouth and professing what you are. It's about your actions, what you do.
Mm-hmm.
It's like my brother tell you today. He took me out to breakfast.
Who took you out to breakfast?
Really nice. My brother.
Jay took you out to breakfast.
And the waitress was really nice. Yeah. So I gave her a tip, $25. But it wasn't that of the amount. I just felt that something in my spirit was saying, give it to her. Because, see, we are the ones, the vessels down out here for God. You know what I'm saying? So, like, somebody, she might have really needed that. But I didn't know what she needed, but he did. But he had to get somebody to give it to the person that needs it. So that's
they
why
say we are ambassadors of Christ.
That's right. And that's why sometimes you do things, I'd be like, after I did, I said, yeah, why you did that? But you don't know why, but you are the ones, we are the ones that's down here that help. You know what I mean? Because he helped us first. So now we, like you said, we have to help others. And like you were saying, I was a crosser guard. And I never left that spot until every kid was in school. Because I felt like if I left early and a kid got hurt, it was on me. You know what I'm saying? That's what you do in life. And life is, and I'm going to tell you another experience. I was in school 30, and I had the worst class. And I told the kids one day, I said, y'all don't realize it, but if you don't get yourself together, you're going to be serving time or you're going to be out there and you're going to be wishing that you would have got yourself together. I just said that a long time ago. And I moved on in life. And one day, this kid was walking down the street, and I was sitting on my mother's porch. And he was like, do you remember me? And I was like, yeah, I'm 230. He said, you know what? The words that you told me when I was in sixth grade, if I just would have listened to you, my life would be better right now. So I realized that when you tell people something, tell them what they really need to hear, because later on it might be something to save somebody's life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, you got to give of yourself. Like, my brother, he do so many things, but, like, it's so much that we could do out here. You know what I mean? Like, we really, as a people, need help. And, like, just the three of us can't do it.
Indeed.
All the people that's listening to this podcast, all the people, I'm going to tell you another thing, then I'm going to let my brother have it again. I drove down Fifth Ave yesterday, the new complex. The new complex. And you talk about you wanting to cry. Tears came to my eyes that they built this new beautiful place and it looked like trash already. I couldn't believe the people that lived there, and trash was all outside, garbage was outside, and I was like, this is unbelievable. We always talking about what we do for each other. What is wrong with us? Like, somebody going to give you something brand new and you're going to sit up and trash it? It tore my heart up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's how they don't really appreciate it.
No, not at all.
Sean, how long you with us, Sean?
I'm gonna be here for a minute, man. I'm depressed. I ain't got nothing to do.
We all depressed. All right, hold on. It's 8:30, and this is the time of the show where we want to talk about the highlights of 2022. I've been doing my podcast under my own name since June 2021. I was on another platform for another year, and then I came to this one. But everybody know I always give out my listener of the year. But this year I figured out, I said, this is the last podcast of 2022. I want to give thanks to my previous guests, the top three. I wasn't able to get in touch with the third top, but I was able to get in touch with my second guest and the second most listeners of the year, and then I was able to get in touch with another guest who had the most listened to show of the year. So I had the top three shows I had of the year. Now that don't mean that I'll tell you exactly what it means. It means that when I had those guests on my show, not the people on the phone lines, it's the people that click on the links. They had the most people listen, and not counting the phone calls, so that would even take it way more over. But like I said, the third most listened to show, he wasn't able to attend tonight, but I do have on the line a guest of mine about maybe a month ago or something like that. Young lady came on and told her story. And it was the second most listened to show of the year, 2022. And that don't mean it the most listened to, like I got a lot of money for it or nothing like that. I wish I did. It's just the most listened. It's like YouTube. It's just, or something. It's just the most listened to show. And I reached out, and she said she would come on. And so I told her I would give her a call. So let me see. 4288, you here?
Yes, I am.
Hey, that voice sounds familiar. Tell everybody who you are.
Well, thank you again for having me on tonight. My name is Francisca Nunez, and I was on his podcast talking about domestic violence. And even though he says it's an honor for me to have been on the show, it's an honor for me to have him reach out to me this week to come on tonight. So blessings to you always for having me on your podcast, because I know that they really rock. We had a lot of phone calls, and everybody did link in.
Yeah, that was it came out of nowhere. You know what I mean? Like, because
yes.
I had already knew, like, my most listened to show, and then I had to go back over. I was like, wow, Francisca's show, and the numbers is up there. and we did a lot of talking about domestic violence and your life and things we've been through. So when I reached out to you, that's because I wanted to personally thank you live on air. Thank you for coming on, you know, and telling us your story that day.
You're welcome. You're welcome. It was an honor. I enjoyed myself. Though we had some heavy hitters that asked some tough questions, but I handled it very well.
Oh, yeah, we did have some tough questions that day. I just thought about it when you said that. But I was trying to cover up, and you was like, no, I'll deal with it.
No, because I always say sometimes you're going to have the positive, and you also got to take the negative, and I take any input. So I'm very, you know, I'm not judgmental. So you're going to have the pros and cons, and you had some heavy hitters that asked some tough questions, and I was like, nah, I can answer that. I can answer that because you're going to open yourself to that, and you can't get upset because everybody has a different opinion. You can't get upset. So you got to let them express, you know, what they want to say, and it's just the reaction of how you're going to respond.
Right. You're right. But while I got you on the phone, you got any highlights of 2022 you want to tell us about?
Well, I'm coming in 2023 very strong, putting God first, because everything I do, I put God first because he has me on this mission. And I'm very happy to announce that I'm going to be doing 3 events next year, 2023. Some would be, you know, Sip and Paint, Vision Board, and actually the kickoff for my nonprofit organization for domestic violence. It will actually be a gala. And I helped a lot of women get out of a rough situation, which was 5, which is good in the time span that I have. And I'm hoping to multiply that and help many women and men next year. When I say multiply, if I helped 5 or 6, I want it to be 30, 40, 50 next year. So I do, you know, it's my calling, and God put me here for that. So I'm just looking at to work from the heart, you know, and anybody that, you know, want to reach out to me and network, you know, I'm open to that. I'm appreciative, but 2023, I'm boots on the ground. I'm ready. I am truly, truly ready to serve, like I say, my community, my Patterson, because Patterson is, it's all of me. So I'm ready for 2023.
That's good. I'm going to, you know, let me, when you get your events, the flyers, make sure you send them to me so I can post them on my page. Because, you know, everybody.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Everybody's welcome. Everybody.
Yeah. Everybody can help promote your events.
And while I'm on your podcast, as I know you have a lot of viewers, I am looking for a domestic violence man survivor. I'm looking for a woman, and I'm taking it up a notch to actually get a youth that are open to telling their story besides me. So anybody can reach me and you can give them my number.
A man that was getting beat up by a woman?
Yeah, you'd be surprised. I was in North speaking, and a man was in a relationship and still in a relationship for 25 years because of the children, and because he thought his wife was going to change. She wasn't physically abusive, but she was verbal.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
and he
twist.
Wasn't ashamed. After he heard my story, he wasn't ashamed to approach me to tell me that he's not getting physically abused, but he is getting verbally, and that he held in the marriage because of the children. You know, but I'm not here to break, you know, any relationship, but if it's something toxic, even though there's children involved, there's still another solution to wanting to see, your children. And I'm just going to put it this way. Why would you want to live in a toxic relationship like that, day on day, and have your wife saying all kind of obscenities towards you, and you're feeling depressed and you're saying you're staying because of the children, I can understand that. But verbal is abuse also.
Right, right. Alisa.
Yeah.
You got anything you want to say to Francisca before I let her go?
No, I liked it what she said about having a vision board, and like my brother said, please give him a flyer, because I'm very into doing the vision board. People don't really realize that when you write down your vision, you may not think about it after you wrote things down, but when you go back, you'll realize how many things you have accomplished on your vision board, even not realizing that you have. So I really believe in the vision board as you're getting ready to move forward in 23. And I think it's really good that you added on that you're looking for a kid or a youth that's being abused, because I was just talking about that today with my grandson, with his father, that sometimes people don't realize that what a kid go through when he don't grow up with his parent, you know, one of his parents, and what they have to go through with maybe a step parent taking care of them. So you're right. It's a lot of youth out here that has been damaged and abused and hurt, and I'm glad that you are reaching out to them in the year 2023.
Thank you so much. Your name is Lisa, right?
Yes.
All right, nice to meet you over the phone. And yes, definitely, I'll be sending him the flyer. All are welcome. And also, you can reach me at 973-979-4288. I do send flyers via text also to make sure, you know, anybody is welcome. I open it, you know, to the public. And half of the, some events I do freebie, the one I did in October. By the bless of God, you know, I blessed a lot of people with free baskets. The event was totally free because it was my kickoff just to see my platform. And once I saw that, I did absolutely wonderful, and I praise God for that. That's why I'm going to be doing the three events next year. So hopefully I'll have the same outcome as October. And I always say it's not just about me. I also welcome anybody that can help me. You know, I embrace that fully, because it just can't be me by myself. It takes a village.
That's true. Hold on one second. 5392. Did you press one?
How you doing? It's Dr. James. How you doing? I was listening to,
hey,
to the young
James.
Lady. How you doing? Happy New Year.
You too. Happy New Year.
I was listening to the young lady, and I heard that she said, like, the man can be abused by his wife. And why would you stay in that toxic relationship? And I understand exactly what you're saying, but I got one thing to say about that. It may sound a little funny, but it's not really. Child support. See, the man, if he got to leave the house, he gonna have to pay the child support. See, I like, you know, somebody stay for the kids. Yeah, a lot of times you do stay for the kid, but not only for the kid to have a father, but for him, so he don't have to pay the child support. So a lot of times he'll tolerate that stuff that the mother is doing for reasons like that. I was just thinking about what, you know, because most of the time the man has to pay the child support, right?
Absolutely, and
right.
If you're married, alimony.
Yeah, but even if the woman abuses you, you're still going to have to give her child support, especially if you got young kids and alimony.
Absolutely.
So
thank you for saying that tonight.
It's not so easy for the man to leave. That's what I'm just saying. All right?
Yeah.
I'll get off the phone.
I'll keep
listening.
All right. Thank you, Dr.
All right.
Hey, Jay Sean, you still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Did you hear
Hola, ¿cómo estás?
Talking?
Hey, Jay, do you remember when I called you? I asked you about her. This is who I was talking about.
We talked about so much.
Yeah, I asked you about her because she did something to my soul. I don't know what's wrong, what happened, but Francisca, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm going to support you. I'm going to support
you as well.
I have a clothing line, and if you need some stuff done, you let me know.
Oh, absolutely. I just left my number on the podcast.
I got it. But I was going to reach out to you sometime next week, but I'm telling you now, it brought tears to my eyes because I have family members who went through the domestic violence. My god sister almost got killed during that. And like you and the doctor was just saying, why do they go back? My god sister didn't have any children with this guy. He was abusive, and I don't know why she kept going back. But it was like when he did something, you know, I'm going to defend her. You know what I'm saying? I go beat him up. She hit me. I'm like, what just happened? You know, so I don't know. It's something that other stuff that's going on that we don't know. We just see what's going on the outside, but inside we don't see what they're going through or what's happening.
Absolutely.
I have an artist that signed. I also have a record label. I have an artist that signed to my label who goes through the verbal domestic violence where her husband leaves for weeks at a time. But her reason for staying is she made a promise to God. She got vows before God, and she don't want to go through another divorce. But I get it, but I don't get it. You know what I'm saying? But you're doing something for, again, we all from you, Jay, Lisa, we all from the same community, you know, and I think by what you're doing, what Lisa's doing, what Jay doing, what I'm trying to do, you know, those are four soldiers right there. You know, God created four cornerstones, you know what I'm saying? So if
yeah.
we can each one reach out and help to the best of our ability, I think that'd be something that God is going to bless, not because we want to bless it, because if we're doing his work, and Lisa, what you said about, you know, just giving because you just felt something in your spirit, because we don't know what they're going through. We don't know what anyone's going through. If God put it on my heart to give you all my money right now to help whatever organization, guess what? I'm not going to question him. Who am I? You know.
Amen.
It's been rough. Like it's matter of fact, I'm gonna call as soon as I hang up with this podcast. I'm gonna have my artist created. Is there a sign for domestic violence?
Excuse me.
Is there like a logo? Is there like a logo for domestic violence?
I have one. I actually have one myself.
Okay.
I created it.
I'm gonna have my brother contact you probably today or tomorrow sometime. And I would like you to send him the copy of your logo, and I'm going to have your design. Is it digitized? I might have to. We're talking. But I'm going to donate some things to your organization.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Really. Thank you. God bless.
God bless. I'm going to donate. My name is Deshaun, by the way.
I wanted to say something that he mentioned about, was it your sister you said, like going back to him? And you didn't understand?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm actually a domestic violence coach. Sometimes there's a word I use, and I saw it now after I divorced the individual that hurt me. And the word for that sometimes is that you get attached to the narcissist. It's very hard to explain, yeah, because I've helped five women, and one of the women actually went back. And I couldn't question it. I just told her, I'm here. He's not going to change. It's going to be a repeat cycle because it was physical. And I was very concerned. I text her all the time just to make sure how she's doing. But her situation was very, very physical. But as I studied more and more and more into it, sometimes is a narcissist behavior. You actually get attached to the person that's doing that to you. And it's very hard to question as to why. In my situation, like you just said, I didn't have no help. Have I had the resources that I have now, I would never have been 17 years, you know, married going through that. Believe it or not, after studying what I've studied, but I do label that as narcissist because as women, as men, why would you want to be in a relationship physically and verbally getting abused? And if y'all heard my story, it was very horrific. I would never want to go through that in another relationship. You know, so I label that as narcissist. And if you look up the word, if you look at the word, it's somewhat like it, you question it, but at the same time, sooner or later, she's going to come. Yeah, she's going to come to terms and say, you know, this is not for me. I can do better. But it does take, you know, it does take time, unfortunately, because I don't question it because sometimes I'll be like, ooh, who wants to go through something like that? I sure don't. A relationship is supposed to be based on not hurt because love is not supposed to hurt at all. It's supposed to be a beautiful thing. But when there's hurt, you know, and the person's constantly there, you question in your head, why would you want to keep going back to that and back to that? And, you know, she has to learn on herself, you know, on her own, that that's not the best for her. She'll learn. So, unfortunately, I hope nothing drastic happens, but down the road, she'll leave, but it'll take time.
She passed away a couple years ago. She passed away.
Oh, I'm sorry. No, I hope not to that.
That's okay. No.
Okay.
But
all right.
I'm going to see if my daughter will tell her story on your podcast. Well, you need to, when I look outside your podcast, I see... For some reason, while you were talking, AJ.
Yo.
For some reason, while she was talking, something came to my head. It said domestic violence podcast. I don't know why, but I'm just sharing what was given to me in a moment.
That would be a good thing, but look, you still with us today?
No, I'm about to spin off.
Okay. Look, thanks for calling.
Yeah, I gotta spin
Happy
off.
New Year, Paul.
Happy
New
Year to y'all too. Love you, man. You know y'all got my number, Lisa.
Love you too.
Happy New Year.
All right.
Okay.
All right. Francisca.
Yes, talk to me.
See, people always be interested in domestic violence and stuff like that, and that journey. And he also had a good idea, domestic violence podcast. Like, that's a good idea.
No, absolutely.
It is. So what you getting ready to plan? What you getting ready? Go out for the evening? Are you in for the evening?
I'm in for the evening. I'm actually with my daughter because I made it a point that all work and no play. I love to spend time with my daughter and my grandbabies. Those are the ones that bring joy to my heart when I'm very exhausted and tired when I love on them. So I'm actually spending the weekend with them. And I make it not a plan. It's something that, you know, they deal with a lot of stuff with me when I'm in events, you know, when I'm interviewed, when I'm out and about. And I focused this year that I have to spend time with them as much as I can. I can't let like anything overwhelm me because they're important in my life. That's what I have in my life now. That's my family, my kids right now, my grandbabies. So I take enjoy when I spend time with them. That's my stress reliever, if everybody understands, because I live a very, believe it or not, I live a very hectic life. I love what I do. But sometimes it takes me from them. And, you know, I really don't like that too much, but family means everything to me, especially the little ones. So I'm here the weekend for New Year's where I should be.
Okay. Well, if anybody want to reach out to you, I'm definitely going to give you their information. And
yes, please do. Please do. I'm very open. I'm always available.
And I really appreciate you taking out this time. Let me see. I want to go to one more caller before I let you go.
No problem. You got me.
6246, you live.
What's up, Jay?
What's the deal?
Brother, I just want to say Happy New Year, and we in another new year, brother, I think. But you're in 92, so that's 8 and 23. Damn, Jay, we getting old, man. Hey,
yeah,
I just want to let you know, Jay. Yeah, I just want to let you know, I got Leon and Miss Carol on the other end. We came in three the hard way. You got Dr. James. So you got the grown folks talking, network in the house, along with our brother and our sister. And by the way, Sister Lisa, I told Jay to give you my best wishes when I heard you were having the surgery. So, sister, you're sounding strong as ever. Happy New Year to you and your family, Miss Lisa, and, of course, to my man Jay. Oh, Miss Francesca, you're on. I'm sorry. Yeah, Miss Francesca, too.
Thank you so much.
That's Francesca, because you told me you wanted to reach out to her to get her on your show, remember?
Yeah, she gave out the number, and I marked it down, so I'll be giving Miss Francesca a call.
Okay.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
No, I appreciate
it. I wanted to make sure.
And, Jay, I got your man on. Leon on the other end, huh?
Oh, what's good, Leon?
What's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man?
Happy New Year
to
everybody.
Happy New Year.
I'm trying to get some New Year's resolutions and some highlights of 2022. You got any highlights of 2022?
No, just grateful, man. Like I said, you started me on my platform to get going. You launched me into podcasts, and now we got 16 different shows on my network. And I always say, Jay, on your show, to your listenership, I just wanted to thank you, brother, because, like, other people came to me and said, Fosh, you know a lot of people, man, do it. But I said, nah. But then I got with Jay, you know what I'm saying? I've always respected Jay. You know, we've done a lot of things together in the past. And I said, well, let me go up here with my man, see what's going on. And also, shout out to Dre, too. I talked to Dre earlier today, Jay, you know.
Yeah,
so,
he on the line.
Yeah, I know he is. We're gonna have a little love triangle because Dre will be working with me on certain things, too. I don't know if he told you. But once again, brother, you know, wonderful show, wonderful platform. And, Jay, you got to come on every now and then and stick your head and announce your podcast, brother, you know, because, you know, we're always open for that.
When I come on your podcast, you know, I just listen. I really don't say nothing too much. I always just listen, like, you know.
Yeah, but I'd like for you to announce, you know, your thing because
I know.
A few times Shadi came on, I said, this is Shadi from Keeping It Real. And like I said, you know, but like I said, I'll make sure, because it's my last show of the year tomorrow night, I'll make sure I announce you along with Quantum Energy and Billionaires Mastermind Forum, all the other people that go on and support their organizations too. But like I said, family, this is my number one man right here, Jay. You know, he got me going.
We go way
once
back.
Once again, thank you, brother. Yeah, we go back, brother. We go back.
Hey,
like,
yo, life working mysterious ways for us because, look, I was just telling somebody the other day, I was like, I didn't really know anything about Newark, New Jersey, nothing really. And that's a whole nother world, but I'm just saying, I didn't know anything about Newark. And after running with Forrest for about a year in Newark to different establishments and everything, man, I was able to, it was like I was from Newark. I could go anywhere to any establishment.
Yep.
And because I was cool with him, I was cool. So I could go anywhere, you know, any kind of different establishments that we was going to. I was able to go there and move around freely. I knew the bouncers and I knew the owners and, you know what I mean? So, you know, history repeats itself sometimes, like, You helped me with that, and then I helped you with this. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And, I mean, they're both positive. I'm not going to say they're negative, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you told me that a long time ago.
Hey, it was fun.
You know, but that's the whole, it was fun.
Yeah. Yeah, it was fun.
It was very fun. I talk about it sometimes, but it's mostly in my mind.
Mm-hmm.
But it is. But
yeah,
you got Francisca's number, so now you can reach out to her.
I will. I'll definitely reach out to sister. Somebody calling you, Jay.
Somebody calling me.
I just wanted to say to Lisa, glad you made it through your procedure. Next time you have a thought on coming down here to Atlantic City, let me know far in advance, and I'll take you on a tour. But the last time I heard your voice, you was down here chilling with your daughter, but I didn't charm in to say you right here in my neck of the woods and I can come scoop you. I just didn't say anything because I wanted you to chill with your daughter. But the next time you're down here, let me know far in advance, and I can take you on a tour. A real tour.
Okay, I'm going to hold you up on that.
Yes, yes, do that. I'm a man of my word. Trust me, believe what I tell you. And the young lady, what's her name? Tomasella? What's her name?
Francesca.
Francesca. Okay, I got that all turned around, huh?
Franny.
Keep doing it.
You can call me Franny. Franny or Frankie.
Yeah, I remember that. Because I remember calling you Frankie because that's my cousin's name. Keep doing the work you're doing.
Okay.
Let's keep doing the work that you're doing. It's good work. Jay, man, you were supposed to send me my man's number.
Guess you had on that. Hey, yo, Leon, guess what? He listening to the show.
Well, if he's listening to the show.
I'm going to definitely give him your number.
No, if he's listening and he can hear me, is he on the phone or is he on the link?
On the site?
No, he's on. He's not live, but he on live. Wait, hold on one second. Let me see.
I'm gonna give him my number.
All right.
Yo. What up?
What's good with
what
you,
up,
man?
What up?
Happy New Year, brother. That's Omar Williams, my guest from last week that blew the show up. You know what I mean? And
right.
Had everybody took. I mean, I don't even know the right words. Amazing, extraordinary. But anyway, Leon, I want to give you a number.
Yes, sir. Mr. Omar, I want to give you my number, and I want to have you call me. Definitely,
okay,
tonight when we get off the
hit. That'll definitely work. Actually, can I you text him my number, Jay?
Yeah, I'll text him your number.
Nah, he didn't,
I forgot to text it to him. Know what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna text it to LaToya, and then LaToya could send it to you.
No, wait, hold up. Hold up, Jay. I got something better than that. Omar, you can't take the number down right now?
Give me one second. Hold on.
Yeah. I don't mind putting it out there on the airwaves.
You're going to have all the ladies calling you.
Remember last time, Jay, they heard his voice and they got the ladies?
Yeah. Remember that? She went crazy.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Leon, I
want Leon. I gotta meet Leon. He sound like the man's name.
That's not what it was. It's not the voice. It wasn't the voice. It was what I was speaking and talking about.
Mr. Omar,
you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
609. Yes. 3-6-9-3-6-9-11-78.
That's it, my brother. So, you need to give me a call. Trust me when I tell you.
Go ahead. Okay, I'm going to shoot you a text of my number in a minute. No. All I want you to do is call my phone.
All right, I got you.
When we get off the line, when we get off the line, call my phone.
All right, I got you. All right.
I don't know if everybody knows, but But Omar, he just buried his mother yesterday, right? O.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. Yeah,
condolences,
brother.
On behalf of keeping it real and the grown folks talking, we sending our condolences to you. You know what I mean? Because I know it's rough.
Yeah, brother.
I thought it was amazing that he came on last week because he had passed away
right
the week before, and I thought it was amazing that he came on and he did the interview without missing the beat.
Word.
He sure did.
Yeah, I appreciate that love, everybody. Definitely.
Yeah,
thank you,
brother. Yeah.
Thank you. Francisca, you still here?
Yes, I am. I'm listening.
Oh, okay. That was
well,
like
if I could
Omar
just...
last week. He was in a trucking accident. And he lost his sight. And he came out last
week
and told us all about the accident and everything. And
oh my God, blessings
like
for his courage.
Right. I wanna
and for his love.
Like,
he's
once
not
again,
an angry or bitter person.
Yeah.
Right.
Amen.
I definitely wanna take this time to thank everybody that's on the line. We going into the second hour. I want to thank every. Go ahead.
Can I speak?
Yes.
Okay. Can you hear me? This is Carolyn, part of Grown Folks Talking. This is the good looking
doing,
part.
Karen?
You heard from Forrest and Leon, but you didn't hear from the good looks in the group. So good evening, everyone. Blessings to each and every one of you going into this new year. Be safe, be healthy, and be happy. Love on one another. I just want to say,
amen.
Thank you to Francesca hearing you speak, Brother Omar, Sister Lisa, glad that you came through your medical challenge. And pray good health for you. And Brother Omar, you know, you just keep pushing forward and make your mama proud.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the beauty of the cycle of life. So I just wanted to say hey to everybody. Keep up the good work, Deshaun.
Oh, thank you. Thank you very much.
I just want to
give
some very insightful show. I want to give a shout out to my son also. I just became another grandmother, my fifth grandchild, and a week later my son had a stroke. I just went to New York today and spent a day with him and my grandson, and we all, you know, I feel sorry for the one that lost his mother, but I'm reaching out saying that we all got to start loving on each other and appreciating
right.
each other because life is short, you know, it goes faster than you think. Things happen in a blink of an eye, and we just need to be thankful every day. And I know usually my brother don't talk about religion. Sometimes you're afraid to speak about it, but you got to stop being holding back because God is the source. God is the everything, and you got to stop being holding back and embarrassed to talk about him because without him we wouldn't be here or the things that happen to us in life we wouldn't be able to make it through without him because people and physical can help you, but sometimes you need that spiritual to really help you through some tough times.
Hey, Jay, can I say something to Lisa?
Go ahead.
Lisa, I'm sorry to hear that your son had a stroke, but let me say this to you because y'all know I research the science with nutrition and everything. I'm going to stick with for that. Two things I want to mention to you, all right, that came from a very renowned research scholar for 45 years. Try to, if you can, with your son, get the hyperbaric, you know, you remember the hyperbaric chambers that they have. Try to get, see if you can get sessions with that, because what it does is just pure oxygen that goes to the cells to help offset the travesty of the stroke. And also, whenever he gets his meals cooked, onions, basically the purple onion, all right, is good. They say an onion a day will keep a stroke away. There's something in the onion that's therapeutic for people who've had a stroke. And if you want me to, Lisa, I'll do some more research on things that your son, if he'll listen, if he wants to consume things. But that hyperbaric chamber is also, you know, for people that have burns. They put people who have had severe burns or caught in fires, they put them in hyperbaric chambers to help the skin heal. But I just want to throw that out to you, Lisa.
What happened to him is that while he was in the hospital with his girl having the baby, he got bit by a tick.
Oh.
He didn't realize it, and then what happened, now he has Lyme disease, which caused him to have the Bell palsy.
Oh, wow.
That could be reversed. Bell's palsy could be, you know what, Jay, we got to put your sister, Lisa, we got to put you in contact with Rashad. The brother's a walking encyclopedia.
Yes, he is.
You know, and Dre just had him on his show. You know what, Lisa, you got a pen and a piece of paper?
Hold on, let me get one.
Yeah, call Rashad tomorrow, please.
Well, you know, Forrest, you can't never find a pen when you need one.
Well, okay, well, if you can find one while we're talking, just ask me. Just give me a little shout.
Well,
we got a little time.
Randy got your number. I can get it from him because I really would like for you.
Yeah. You could give me a call if you just get lucky. Use your Lisa, use your eyebrow pencil or something. You know, you could just mark it down. But yeah, if you get something, just shout out. I'll give you my number or Jay got my number.
Forrest, I am a natural woman. I don't wear that. Thank you very much.
I'm just saying.
Go ahead, Lisa.
I don't know. You shaved the eyebrows. I don't know. Crayon.
Yeah. That was a song. Natural woman.
Yeah.
And natural high. Too,
and
right?
they was researching the last time I studied, because I did study about Lyme disease, the last time I studied, they was in the making of coming up with a cure for that.
Yeah.
I didn't keep studying it, but I heard that they was trying to come up with a cure for that. It was real close. I don't know if they did or not.
Well, the main thing now he has his eye. He can't close his eye.
Wow.
Because that's the paralyzed of the side of his face. So by the eye not being able to close, you have to keep a patch on it, and
right.
It's constantly burning, and the by the side of the face going down and the drooling, you can't really answer, you know, understand what he's saying, but I'm a mom, don't take this wrong, but sometimes I think that God be telling you something that even though it's a hit, sometimes, like Boris would tell you, it's time to start thinking about your health, thinking about doing what's right for you, taking in the right things for you. Not that this was caused upon him on purpose, but now is the time to, like you said, search you into it and start doing better for your body.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that
mm-hmm.
he gets more educated on, because he'll be 39 next week. And I just, you know, hope that this wake him up that, like I said, in the blink of an eye, you could be happy one moment and the next moment you're going through stuff. But everything's a learning experience. And like you said, we live in year 2022. There's many things out there. It ain't like when our parents was growing up. So hopefully, you know, he get the help he needed.
Right.
Also, with that Bell's palsy, he needs to see a neurologist right away.
because the neurologist will give him exercises to do to retrieve the muscle tone and whatnot in the face. It's
yes.
exercises that they give you to do, and the exercises do help. But you need to see the neurologist right away.
Yeah, we're trying to get a doctor for him, but, you know, with your insurance, it's more about your insurance than helping a person. So he had a doctor appointment today, but then something about he had to change his PC, and he had to wait for that. So now he got to wait to go back to the doctor. But I think healthcare really needs to check themselves, because it's more – they got to start being going back to taking care of their patient instead of more worrying about, you know, their co-payment and how much money they want. You know what I mean? Like, take care of somebody. You don't take an oath to build your pockets. But, you know, we all set on that, so I don't want to just blame them, but we all need to check ourselves. But I want to thank everybody, and I work in a group home, and this OT lady told me the exercises to tell my son to do to help his mouth and the eye, and I'm hoping that he does it. And as, like you said, if he do that, as time go by, maybe it'll become better. But I think it's making him grow up, because young people think nothing's going to never hit them, and then when it does, it's a wake-up call, and they realize that they're not invincible or Superman or Batman like they have out here. We're human beings, and things happen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah, what I want to say to you, Lisa, is that I just want to ask you a question. How long has it been since he had a stroke?
He just had it last Thursday.
Okay, listen.
Wow.
This is the beginning stages for him. Listen, he's going to be okay, Lisa. All you got to do is keep talking with him, right? The Bell's palsy is not if, Lisa. It's never if with Bell's palsy. It's going to go away. You can go on YouTube, forget those freaking doctors, forget the insurance. You can go on YouTube and look up the exercises that they got for it. I came across it once, and I didn't know what Bell's palsy was, and I was on my way to Maryland, I think, to go see a gentleman that was in the hospital. All he could do was look at you. He couldn't say nothing. He uses his eyes to talk to you. And the young lady that drove us there, her mother was with us. She's an amputee. And we got out to go to the store, but I didn't want to go in the store. And her mother said, he asked me to talk to her. He said, because I think she had a stroke. And I said, I don't hear that. She said, this month can you talk to her? And so I did. And when I talked to her, when I was listening, I looked at her, and I could see she looked different, but I didn't hear a stroke. And so me being me, when I got home, I looked it up, and here's that Bell's palsy. So I called the young lady up and told her what I thought she had, and sure enough, that's what she had. And I'm telling you, it's not if, it does go away. With the exercises, it does go away.
Yeah, I'm praying that – yeah, because he's on a lot of pills, because not only do he have to take it for the Bell's palsy, now he got to take it for the Lyme disease. Plus, he's a diabetic. My son is on oxygen also.
What about his blood pressure? What about his blood pressure? What about his blood pressure?
His blood pressure is good. I took it today. It was like 127 over 70, so the blood pressure is good. I just think that I think sometimes stress do it. Like having a new baby, you up, you're doing stuff and you're working. I think a lot of that takes a toll on you.
Mhm. Yeah, just keep talking with him, because him, you know, having that stroke, it's going to take him a little time, you know, to come back a little bit, emotionally, mentally, and physically. But just keep talking with him; he'll come back. Trust me, believe what I tell you; he'll come back from it. Just keep talking with him.
Yeah. I really had a nice time. I went over there and I made them some healthy food and, you know, helped take care of the baby, let him and her get a little rest. You know, that's what grandparents are for, and parents. And, you know, give them a little encouragement. But, like I said, family is everything. You got to be there. You got to, you know, walk them through it. Let them know that this is not the end. It's the beginning. You're going to move forward, and it's going to be better days ahead.
Amen, amen.
Right about that. Amen, amen. Leek, we got to let's bring another caller in, everybody.
Oh, go ahead.
5885. You live.
Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hey, what's up?
No, I'm just taking it easy.
Okay.
I wanted to say hello to my instructor. It's good to hear that.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good.
Awesome. Fantastic. Keep on doing what you're doing. I didn't get a chance to listen to the show, but as far as what I heard, fantastic. Keep on asking God to lead you and continue following him.
Absolutely. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yep, he's the one that walks my shoes all the time.
You got it. You got it.
Latoya, you got New Year's resolution?
No, I don't really.
You got any highlights from 2022?
No, just hope for a better year. That's all.
She
Let's
humble.
Make 2023 a better year for you.
Yes.
thank you for calling. It's always a pleasure.
Yes, definitely.
I'm trying to get somebody in. Hold on one second.
Mm-hmm.
Call Darnell.
Yeah, he got a. I need to do that, right?
Yes.
Peace.
Hello? Peace.
Hello? What's good?
Peace.
This is Jay Sean. What's up? This respect?
Yeah, this respect. Yeah.
I didn't even know if you was going to answer the phone. Like, I'm in the middle of a podcast, and I'm like, let me call respect. But look, I got to tell everybody who you are first. You good? You got a minute?
Yeah, go ahead, my brother.
For 2022, I do a podcast every Friday. So that's four podcasts a month. I guess that would be 12 months in a year. I guess that would be 48 podcasts, maybe 49, maybe 40, 50, because sometimes you have an extra Friday in a month. But, like, when I called Francisca, I let her know earlier that she was my second most listened to. I couldn't reach out to the third. But on the phone right now, we have my from the 5% Nation. And this was the most listened to show for 2022. When he was my guest, it was the most listened to show for 2022. Now that's a big accomplishment, it ain't like I get paid for that, but it's just a big personal accomplishment for me. And then I reached out to him. I said, "You got to come on the show for 5 minutes, respect. You know what I mean, to get your accolades." You know, so respect.
I'm listening, my brother. I'm listening.
We got a lot of people on the line. Tell us, I don't want to say why. I'm trying to figure out what's the best way to say this. Out of all the podcasts, 50 podcasts I have for the whole year, in your opinion, what would you say the reason that it was my biggest podcast for the year? Now, first, I don't know. You might want to tell people what the 5% Nation of Islam is for those who don't know. But, I mean, you got the floor. It's all yours.
Yeah. Basically, the 5% Nation, we teach that the black man is God, the black woman is earth. You know what I mean? We're a nation, you know, we don't deal with anti-white. We don't deal with pro-black. We deal with pro-righteousness. We teach righteousness. We teach what is according to who we are as people, you know what I mean?
And we say that the black man is God. The reason why we say the black man is God, because we look at ourselves as being supreme beings, meaning a high developed individual. So that's what we teach. We just teach out to our all human families of the planet Earth. But the reason why we might, reason why that podcast might have been, because a lot of people might be interested in what the coach is about. You know, I mean, they hear a lot about the 5% Nation. A lot of individuals might think it started in jail. Let me be first to say, I never spent a day in my life in jail. This coach came about by a brother named Clarence 13X. I don't like calling that, but his name is Father Allah. You know, he was teaching, you know, the culture back in the 60s. We started back in 1964. He left the temple, you know what I mean, and he started teaching that, you know, the knowledge of ourselves. And reason why people was in tune in that day when our fight was building, they probably wanted to learn about the culture. And, you know, the question you was asking, I was giving the best answer or the best understanding to my wisdom that I have learned over the years. Cause like I said, I had the knowledge for almost 40 years, you know what I mean? So maybe that's one of the reasons why people was in tune. Maybe that's one of the reasons why you is the most anticipated podcast of the year, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, that's definitely it, because, you know, I'm also been a member of the 5% Nation since the early 80s, maybe 82 or 83, and I know Respect personally. Respect was a person that when he came in your circumference, or when he came in your area, you felt his aura. You felt his intelligence. And like he said earlier, it's not about hating different races and hating. It's not like a hate thing. It's a way of life. I would like to say it's like, I think you said it earlier, it's just teaching the knowledge and wisdom to
everybody. We teach all human families of the planet Earth, man. We teach all, man. We know. We teach you the truth. We teach you who we are as people. You know?
Right.
There's no hate here. There's no hate in my blood. I teach that I'm the original man. You know what I mean? The original means, you know, something that's different, not diluted and mixed or tampered in any fashion or form. You know what I mean? We teach that we're makers, we're owners. We are the cream of the planet Earth. We're the father of civilization. We're God of the universe. Within, I say God of the universe, I say my universe. I control everything right around me. You know what I mean? I'm a civilized man, you know what I mean? But most important, I'm a man with knowledge of self, you know what I mean? And had a certain type of style about myself, just like you just said just now. You know, when I come around, I try to make that, you know what I mean, the most comfortable feeling that you can ever have when you're around me, because, you know, I'm comfortable within myself, you know?
Yeah, and as far as the woman, what's the science on that?
Besides the woman, we look at the woman as being the earth, you know what I mean? And, you know, the reason why I say the woman is the earth, the black woman is the earth, because she's the one, you know, that bears the light of the sea of the understanding, the best part. You know, she's the life giver. And you got to look at when you get earth. It's good to even have that definition as earth, man, because most black women call themselves something other than themselves or think they're other than themselves. So when they take that distinguish of earth as being a queen, someone who knows God's quality, you know what I mean, basically, you know what I mean, she has become, you know, something within herself that, you know, she's looking at herself as something different now. You know what I mean? She has a title to uphold now. You know what I mean? And that title is basically, you know, how to teach home. You know what I mean? How to keep a good home. How to soul cook and act abroad at home. You know what I mean? So that when somebody, you know, I just give you a prime example. Somebody knocks on the door, and it's a brother. You know what I mean? He comes knocking on the door, and, you know, maybe her God is not home. She's already been manifesting in life how to act at a woman abroad. So she'll let you know from the door that her God is not there. And she don't need to go into details why her God is not there. She's going to hold her own right then and there. You know what I mean?
We need respect.
You know, that's how we. That's how we look at, you know, a strong black woman that has the knowledge of herself. You know what I mean?
I always that was like a big thing for me when I first came into the nation, and I remember one of my son's mother, and I was quick to start teaching her, you know, the lessons and stuff like that, and how to be at home and how to be abroad, and it just felt right. And,
yeah, once you do that from the very beginning, and once it's distilled in her, you know what I mean, she has, you know, the duty to uphold that, you know what I mean? And she will uphold it if you're doing it right, if you're teaching right. You know, you're looking in our city of Paterson, New Jersey, where I'm from. You know what I mean? A lot of sisters back in the early 80s when I got the knowledge of self, you know, had knowledge of self. But then you got to look at who their God was, you know what I mean? Did they God uphold that weight, you know what I mean, of that, you know, that weight of that planet that she don't prove to her that he was God, that he was the true and living God, and that he, you know, and she could look at that light that he upholded. A lot of brothers didn't, and that's why a lot of sisters fall victim, you know what I mean? But the ones who did uphold it, you know what I mean, I give a prime example, the brother who gave me knowledge of GFA, Godfather of Law. Look at his queen, Star. She's still shining, you know what I mean? They down in Atlanta, but they still build it, you know, and that's the definition of what God and Earth is all about, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Now I know everybody that's listening, they probably saying, what the hell is they talking about?
I'm gonna give it a simple form. We're talking about man, woman, and child.
Well, look,
you can't get no simpler than that. Man, woman, and child. Just a man with knowledge of self, huh?
You know what they say? The unalike attract, and alike repel. So.
Facts.
A lot of times when people don't really know about something, that's what attracts them to it. And that's why when you was my guest on my podcast, I guess it was the most listened to show of the year, because it was people who was either they was interested in what you were saying, or either they was confused by what you were saying. Or even if they didn't find it believable or able to understand it, it was something that people gravitated to. Because, I mean, trust me, it's a reason why that was the most listened to podcast I had all year. And I checked it.
I think I kept it pretty simple. You know, I didn't go. You know what I mean? Like I always tell individuals, why you want to be on Pluto when Pluto is 3,680,000,000 miles from the sun? You can just be right here on Earth, and Earth is only 93,000,000 miles from the sun. You can't keep it no simpler than that. You know what I mean? Supreme mathematics is very simple. You know what I mean? You know, we teach knowledge is to look, listen, learn, respect, and observe. That's something basic right there. Wisdom is wise words spoken by a wise person. Understanding is a clear picture. One draws things up clearly so we can have it. So his understanding can be understood. Coach is a way of life. You know what I mean? We say freedom if it's applied to 40 or more. Freedom is to free, you know, the dumb from being blind, deaf, and dumb. You say power. Power is the truth. You got equality. Equality means to do equal in all things in life. You say you God. You look at yourself as being a supreme being. You know what I mean? I mean, a brother with knowledge of himself. We say build or destroy. Build means to add on. Destroy means to take away. Take away from the negative things that you're doing in life. You know what I mean? By what? Build it. You know what I mean? Born. Born means to be complete. So all those numbers right there, when you keep adding on and make it complete, you can add your knowledge to the cipher, which is 10. So playing mathematics, it's like, you know, you're saying 1 to 10, but, or 0 to 9, but, you know, it's 1 to 10. But it's simple. It's simple mathematics. You just got to take it up, and you have some type of wisdom behind you, the numbers. You know what I mean? That's supreme mathematics.
Yeah.
You can't get no simple.
You got
Jay, can I chime in?
Yeah, anybody can chime in. It's on the line. Go ahead, Leon.
Let me just chime in. My brother, I come in peace. I remember the interview, my brother. I think that I was the only one that was on the line. It wasn't a 5%. I don't know if you remember the voice. I know you'll remember the question that I asked you. I can tell you got a good memory. But I was the gentleman who asked you to break down, because a lot of you, the 5%ers, they were using the word God, and I said one of the gods, not the God, one of the gods. I remember saying that to you, and I remember asking you to break down 5%, and you broke that down very well, what 5% meant. Can you do that again real quick, break down 5%? The 5% of the people, you broke down the percentage of the people.
Yeah, I remember that question very well. It's 100% of the people. You look at the 85% of the people who's blind, deaf, and dumb, who are easily led into the wrong direction, but hard to be led into the right direction. Those are people who don't know the truth, that the black man is God, you know what I mean? Then you got the 10%, you know what I mean? The ones who know the truth, but they choose to keep the 85%. You know what I mean, unaware, so they can get rich off of them. And then you got the 5%, the poor, wretched teachers who do not believe in the teaching of the 10%. So we teach, you know, to all human family, we teach that the black man is God, you know what I mean, that we deserve to have the knowledge of ourselves. That's who we are. So you break that down, and that's what the 5% is.
You got the 5, you got the 85, and you got the 10.
Indeed.
You got the
10,
and
you
got the
5.
Yes.
Yeah. 5%, when you look at 5%, you're looking at the 5% of mass of people. I'm not just talking about the 5% nation, because we're long enough moved on from that 5% nation. I love to still call myself a 5%er because that's how we got taught. Now we're called the nation gods and earths. Yeah. But when you say 5%, you're looking at 5% of people, because you got brothers who are not a part of this nation. And they could be a part of the 5% because they're teaching the true identity of who they are, you know what I mean, and about the culture of the people, you know what I mean, the original people, you know what I mean? So it's just like yourself, you know, the brother who just asked the question. You're very aware, you're a conscious brother, so you're part of this 5%, you know?
Yes, sir, brother.
Definitely.
Can I step in?
Sure.
Yeah, unfortunately, I have to leave. I'm getting various phone calls that I have to respond to. So if anybody has anything to say to me, I'm going to, like, log off in a few minutes.
Hey, Francisca, I appreciate you coming on. And I'm going to
Thank you so much.
If anybody didn't get your info, I'm going to pass it on. But thank you for taking your time out. I really, really, really appreciate it.
No, thank you so much. And I just want to say all the viewers and everybody that was talking, blessings. I wish 2023 a lot of health, positively. You know, I'm here. Like I said, I'm very, you know, I'm open. I'm available. I left my number in the podcast tonight. And blessings to your podcast for 2023. May God bring you a lot of blessings. You bring a lot of information. I really try to log on to listen, because there's a lot of stuff that we don't know and we can learn, like, from each other. So I just wish everybody that's listening and that was talking a lot of blessings for New Year's. Set your goals. Go for them. I set mine, and I have mine already ready for 2023. So like I said, I'm boots on the ground, and I'm very grateful to you for having me in the podcast, and looking for many, many more next year. So I wish everybody a happy, happy New Year's and a safe New Year's also.
You had the second most listened to show on my podcast for the year. You were second to my man, Respect. You were the second to that. So
thank you so much. Yeah, congratulations.
That just lets you know that people in the world are still aware, because they're aware of, I mean, you come out here and you talk about the domestic violence, and that's the second most listened to show I had. And then the brother Respect come out here and talk about the 5% nation, and that was the number one show. So that's still let everybody know that it's people out here who's still seeking knowledge, and it's still mm-hmm. people out here who have concern and awareness for things like domestic violence and children being abused. So, you know, maybe the world is going in a good direction. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
That's what I see from it.
You Me know? Too. But, and like you just said tonight, knowledge is power.
Knowledge is power. You're right about that. Oh, hey, thanks again, French. Thank you, Francisco, very much.
No, thank you.
Okay.
And like I said, blessings to everybody that's on here. That's Bo, Lisa. You know, congratulations on a successful surgery. And I heard some of your story. Just keep being a blessing. That's what God wants, everybody to be a blessing. And to anybody that lost a family member, like your mom, I'm keeping you in prayers. I know, you know, I lost a lot of people this year also, and I just say they're my angels. They're on my shoulders, just, you know, leading the path for me to keep moving forward. And we can't let them down because they're looking from up there to us to just keep moving forward. So to who lost their mom, you know, you didn't lose her. She's an angel on your shoulder. And Lisa, just keep being the soldier that you are, because I heard what you were saying. And you, Jay, keep just rocking. Keep rocking. I'm going to follow you in 2023 because you really have amazing people that are bringing a lot to the table. And we can learn from one another. I always say that. We don't know it all, but we can learn from each other.
And you have a happy new year, Fred.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, happy
Thank you
new
so
year
much, sweetheart.
Yeah, respect. You still with us?
Yeah, I'm still here, my brother.
All right, I'm getting ready to let you go. But look, respect. Like I said, we knew each other since the 80s or the 90s. I can't really remember.
Probably definitely early 90s.
It always been love. And like I said, you always a person that had a certain, when you came around, it was always a certain aura that came with you, an aura of strength and knowledge and positivity.
Yeah, man. Well, you know, Jay, man, you know, man, where I come from, man, you know, I come from the heart of Rosa Parks Boulevard, the lower part. Back in the days, it was known as Grand Ave. And I had some great teachers, you know what I mean? Even though brothers probably was a couple years older than me, but, you know, that's how we learned from each other, because we was only a couple years older than each other. You know, just name it through, you know, Father Nashawn, you know, Shah Allah. A lot of people don't want to get Shah, his parts were Shah. I learned a lot from Shah, you know what I mean? You know, learned a lot from the Zakis, the Kids Mays, you know what I mean? Brothers that's, you know what I mean, that's legends in Patterson, you know what I mean? So, yeah, those brothers. You know, of course, the brother GFA, Godfather Law, my brother Knowledge Born, Firstborn, we call him. You know, I learned a lot from them brothers and still learning, you know what I mean? But, you know, also I'm a teacher myself, you know?
Right, right. And for the people who was listening tonight, and if you intrigued or interested, you know, reach out to me, and I'll connect you with respect. You know what I mean? Just reach out to me and let me know. Respect, man, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, it's just two shout-outs I want to give. It was two shout-outs, if
oh,
you don't mind.
Ahead,
I want to give out. Yeah, you know, I have the Universal Apparel of the 5% Nation. If you're part of the culture, check out my Instagram page, Respect Universal Fashion. And then I want to give a strong shout-out to one of my brothers. You know what I mean? Definitely a soldier from the Boulevard. We lost the past weekend. You know, went to his funeral the other day, man. Rest in peace, Sequan Alexander. You know what I mean? That was my brother, man. Sequan, I loved you, man. Loved you and still going to always love you, man. I know everybody knows Sequan. Sequan had, he was the brother that was in the hood with the minivan, kept you laughing. Always just one lovable brother, man. One good dude, man. You know what I mean? We lost a real one, man. Definitely a legend of Patterson, man. And if you out there from Patterson, I know y'all know Saquon.
I know Saquon. Always kept you laughing.
Hey, Jay.
Yes, kept you laughing.
Yo.
I want to ask the brother, peace and blessings, brother. This is Forrest from the Grown Folks Talking Network. My dear brother, do the brothers in the 5% nation, because I heard what you said very carefully when Brother 13X Clarence, I'm over here in Newark, brother, so I got a history of number 25 from back in the day. I'm familiar.
You know, I don't mean to cut you off real quick, but you know it's crazy about that temple. The brother that born me into this world is name was Wim Cunningham.
Right.
And you know, that's my biological father. He was from out of that temple.
Mm-hmm.
Never met the man a day of my life, but you know, I got pictures of him because I wanted to find him, my aunt, back in I want to say 2017. And, you know, got reconnected. But I always knew my father was a Muslim, you know what I mean? But
yeah.
Never met the man, but, you know what I mean, got pictures of him, things of that nature. But, yeah, my father was from out of that temple. When I went to that, I've been to that temple a couple of times also.
Well, there's a brother. His name is Robert Slade, and he did bodyguard work for Donna Summer. He used to go up to Muhammad Ali's camp back in the day. He's one of the original brothers that helped situate the mosque over here on South Orange Avenue in Newark, mosque number 25.
Okay.
And I'd just like to ask you, brothers, because I've been a vegan now. Jay tried the 21-day fast. I hope he makes that a New Year resolution. I've been a vegan now going on 11 years. It's coming up, brother. Are you following how to eat to live or how the brothers practicing their diet? Because I'm a stickler for that, brother. That's what I want to ask you.
How to eat to live, I really be honest, never, you know, not something I need to put on. That would be a good thing for me, especially now that we up in age, because I'm about to be 55. So I really need to follow that right there, how to eat to live. But you know what I mean? I'm very careful on, you know, and actually, you know, my girl and shit, she's very conscious of how we eat now. So that's a plus in the house. But, but that's something that I definitely would be love to put on my resume of how to eat to live, you know what I mean? And eat and start eating a little better than what I normally was eating. You know, I wasn't eating nothing crazy. I'm really not a person that eats, you know, beef and stuff like that. But I do eat a lot of fish and chicken. But I really want to get a better eating habit.
Right. The reason I was talking about the book that Elijah put out back in the day, How to Eat to Live, book one and number two. I don't know if you ever studied that. But
I haven't.
Quick story, brother. Back in 69, my father went into business with my Uncle Harold, who was one of the officers in the Mary Baraka. You know, Raz Baraka is the mayor over here in Newark. His father,
yes.
My father, put me in his organization when I was 15 with the Nationalist Movement back in the day. And Brother Paul, I forgot what his ex was, because he said Clarence X, the light bulb went off, okay? But they all went into business, and we had a store called Crescent in Newark. And my brother hired brothers out of a mosque number 12, Brother Malik, Brother Hassan, Brother Robert Slade. I remember all those brothers used to work in the store, and they always gave me the book. And they said, read this book, man, because it will teach you how to take care of your insides, you know.
Okay.
Message to the black man and how to eat to live. And I remember in the book, I'm going to end with this. It said that if you can, you probably heard this before, brother, eat one meal a day. If you can, extend it to one meal every 2 days, and once you get used to that, one meal every 3 days. That's a form of intermittent fasting. So when Elijah put that in the book, you know, back then, but I was eating fries, though. I said, oh, man, I can't do this, man. This is rough. But looking back on it, he gave us the wisdom on how to eat. And if you listen to a lot of our healers, Phil Valentine, Brother Patrick Delves, the healers that are around us, they tell us now how to basically try to, instead of eating so much solid food, you can have your food in liquid nutrition, let it be nutrient dense, you know. And I read that book, and in that book ending, it said, Elijah said, if you can, eat no meat at all. But see, he knew back then that a lot of our people were like, oh, man, I ain't giving up my chicken. I ain't giving up my turkey, man. I must be these Muslims crazy. That's what he was saying back then. But, brother, I keep saying I'll conclude. I'll just end with this. When I used to go to the bazaars back in the day when the brothers used to get those bazaars, when they had the Delphonics singing in there, Cool in the Gang, you know, they all had their exes back in the day. One thing I liked so much about those brothers, they were slim, they were trim, they had the bow ties on, the bean pot, but most of all, I envied the shine in their face, in their skin, because they were into that, you know, and their systems were clean because they were practicing intermittent fasting, and I practiced it. I tried to do a 14 to 15 hour window every day, and my dear sister Caroline is on. She's of faith, and she's doing the Daniel fast, her and Grace Space on my network. So I just wanted to end with that, brother, and just say, I always tell the brothers, watch what you eat, because the key to longevity is less of a caloric intake. Okay, I just want to end with that, brother. I practice.
You from out of Newark?
Yeah, brother, I'm in Newark. I'm still in Newark.
How old are you?
I'm 65, brother.
Okay, you might know my aunt. Like I said, I just ran across my aunt. I met her. Her name, they call her Anessa Matt.
Name sounds familiar, but you know what? I'm partnering right now. I'm giving this sister name Nabia Sharif.
Mm-hmm.
She's 73.
Okay.
All right?
And okay.
She knows all of the sisters from back in the day because she was with the MGT back in the day. You know?
Okay. Well,
and, you know,
my sister, she's just very conscious. My aunt's very conscious. I don't think she's a part of, but, you know, like I said, my father's name was William Cunningham, and like I said, mm-hmm. I just reconnected with that side of the family. Somehow, I forgot how it was. It was a day like this out of the blue on Facebook, and I was talking to a friend on the phone, and she was like, did you ever find your father? And I was like, nah. And she was like, what's his name? I said, William Cunningham. Then I was like, I have a sister named April Cunningham. And she started going on Facebook looking, and she was like, there's a girl named April Cunningham. She used to live in North, now she lives in North Carolina. And I started looking at the pictures of her, and I was like, I didn't see no similarities. And I started looking at her daughter's picture, and I was like, wow, her daughter looks like my daughter.
Right.
So then I hit her up on Facebook, and I started asking some questions. I was like, what's your name? Blah, blah, blah. She's telling me her name. Then I'm like, yo, I said, was your father a Muslim? She was like, yeah. I said, was your father named William Cunningham? She goes, who are you? I said, I'm going to ask you another question. I said, what's his righteous name, Rashid Muhammad? She goes, who are you? You know everything. And I'm like, I said, I think I'm your lost brother. And I said, let me ask you one more question. I said, what is your mother name? Your mother named Gloria. She was like, yeah. I just broke down, started crying. I finally found my sister after 50-something years.
Wow.
And she was connecting me to my aunt. And my aunt, she changed her name to Anessa Matt. And I've been in touch with her ever since. And to find out that her son was a part of the 5% Nation. And he's my cousin over the, you know, he's been my cousin. I just, me and him real close now. But it's crazy how, you know, how the cipher rotates, you know what I mean?
You start mentioning names, you find people out. And Sister Nabeer was there back during that time. Guarantee she might know some of your family because she was in it really.
Yeah.
I used to visit.
Yeah, actually, they were supposed to be having something the next day, I think, too.
Mm-hmm.
It was having something. She invited me to something, some type of Kwanzaa thing, to come out, and it's the next day. Actually, I'm going to look at the town. I might just shoot through. It's in Newark.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We
I think it's at
celebrations.
I think it's at the lobby. I don't know if it's a lobby. Is it at a lobby? I got to look at it because she sent me the flyer a couple of days ago, and I just looked at it briefly. But once I look at it, I might just shoot through the next day because I'm not really doing that the next day.
I got to check into that, but that should be interesting. And I grew up on the seven principles because I was in a Mary Baraka's organization. I can still rattle off all seven principles. It's called the Ngusu Saba. I got you, brother.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's deep.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, respect.
Yes, my brother.
Hey, yo, it's been a I really want to thank you for taking time out. You know, it mean a lot to me, you know, that you could come out here.
Yeah, you got that in your
I could tell the story of how you came on the show. I mean, you know, it had the most listeners for 2022. But, like I said, when we're Bill, I'll be in touch with you.
Yeah, man, you got my number, man. You know what I mean? Just, you know,
yeah,
hit me up, man. Don't just, you hit me up when you know just want to build, whatever. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Because I remember we were talking about some other things that you was getting ready to do in the future. So, well, we'll build on that later.
Yeah, definitely.
Yo, once again, everybody, it's the God Respect from Paterson, New Jersey. Oh, man, thank you. The number one podcast of 2022. Respect.
All right.
Oh, man, we got about 5 minutes left. But I'm saying this is what podcast is about. It's not about, or it's never been about, one certain subject, one certain meaning, one certain cause. The beauty and the benefit of being able to do a podcast is that the knowledge is infinity. It's no limits to what you could learn,
mm-hmm.
or what you might hear, and it's really a good thing, you know. I think so. We had Francisca here with the domestic violence. We had my man Respect on here. We talked a lot about New Year's and 2022. Like I said, I live for Friday nights when I come out here to do my show. This is the highlight of my week. This is the highlight of my weekend. And it's become the highlight of just about maybe my life. I think we got another caller out here. Let's check it out.
I want to say something to you, Jay, before we tune out.
Okay,
33-24. What's going on?
What's the deal? What's the deal, Dre? Why you wait till I got like three minutes left? Press one.
Yeah, I got the kids. You know what I mean? We're doing the baby
thing. Oh, you got the
today.
Kids.
Yeah. Okay. I just wanted to say real quick, man. Congratulations, man. You know I look up to you, man. You have a father figure to me. And I just want to say congratulations, man. When you start doing your podcast, you know, I know you said you wanted to do it. It took me a long time to make you do it. But I never thought that you would take it to the point where you're at right now. You know what I'm saying? One thing about Jay Sean is y'all don't know, Jay Sean don't like to fail nothing. So anything he does, he puts all his effort into what he do. So I hope that everyone is grateful to have him every Friday night. He takes time out of his life. He should be doing anything, you know, to come out here and entertain us. So on behalf of all your friends and all your callers, man, I just want to say thank you and keep doing what you're doing, man.
That was thanks, Vince, man. That's my man, Dre. We've been like, we got like the father, son, the brother, confidant, associates, buddies, homies, peeps, whatever. We that's what we do. Leon, you want to say something before we close out?
Yes, sir, brother. This is what I want to say to you, Jay, and for all your listeners. I never knew what a podcast was, brother. When I met Forrest, I didn't meet Forrest because of a podcast, because he had a podcast. But Forrest invited me on to your podcast. But what Forrest didn't know at the time was that I had went on, you know, on your cell phone, you got podcasts on there. you put in different things and things come up. And I heard your podcast. I tapped on your podcast. And what I heard was the music that you used to play that had the cussing in it. And I said, I ain't listening to this. I'm not going to listen to it. I said, you know what? I just want to just hear what they say when I get past the music. And then you came on. And you started talking. And I did listen to your show. And I got off and I went back to listen to another one of your shows. Then I met Forrest. And then Forrest invited me. He said, man, no, just come on and just listen. So I came on with another brother, a friend of mine. We came on together. We was just listening. We had no intentions on tuning in and talking and saying anything. And then we did, and then history. Let me tell you something, Jay. From that day that we came on that podcast to the day, you have grown, my brother. Your show has changed, and you have grown in your podcast. I can say that, brother, because I never knew what a podcast was until I came on your line, the two different ways. And now I run three podcasts of my own, two under Grown Folks Talking, Express Yourself, and one I just started of my own called Eyes with a New Vision, Seeing Beyond Sight. And so when I listen to your show from then to now, brother, you have definitely matured. And you've come a long way, brother. And you bring a lot of good shows, brother. And I just want to say thank you, brother, for leading me. And I didn't even know I was going to be led this way to do this. But you, your show has matured, brother. It has definitely changed since the first time I came on to now.
Thank you, brother.
And I'm taking that word. I'm taking that word. I'm letting you know I'm taking that word from you. And I'm going to be using it on my podcast now, the word infinity, because you bring a lot of infinity information up here, brother.
Thank you. Well, first, like Forrest give me my accolades all the time, and like what you just gave me, my flowers, because it's good to give people flowers while they're living. Dre is the reason why I'm doing podcasts. Dre begged me for about 2 years. He begged me for about two. I'm just saying beg, but, you know, Dre told me to do a podcast for about 2 years before I even thought about it. Because Dre was doing a podcast like 5 years ago and trying to get me. He was like, well, just come on and do the news. I was like, nah, I don't. Like, well, just come on and do like a quick sports segment. And I would listen to Dre podcast, and I'd be like, nah, that's corny. I don't want to do podcasts. I didn't really know. And then one day I said, I'm going to try the podcast. Because I like to be a trendsetter. But in this situation, I said, I'm going to try a podcast. And Forrest, no. Forrest been there. I'm actually glad a lot of people wasn't there from the beginning, but Forrest was there from the beginning when I was like, I was wild. Like Leon said, I grown. He don't even know. Like, Leon, you don't know. Like, when I first started this, I was on some other shit. I was a wild boy. Excuse my language, but I was using words and then bitches and hoes and fuck this and fuck that. And I was crazy out of my mind. And Dre used to be telling me, like, I'm going to mute you, man. I'll be like, man, you better not fucking mute me, man. I thought I was doing what was right. And don't get me wrong, I had a certain amount of listeners that wanted to hear me do that. They wanted to hear me come out here and talk reckless and disrespect women, and they wanted to hear me talk crazy. They wanted to hear me talk about threesomes and anal sex and swingers and polygamists, and they wanted to hear me talking all that stuff. And I always remember Forrest when he used to do his show at the end. Forrest used to say, "But if y'all want something a little bit more raunchy or tasty or something," he's like, "listen to the Keeping It Real show." And I used to say in my mind, I used to convince myself that, yo, it's people want to hear what I'm saying. I'm a talk. But I always reminded people that an intelligent person could act like a fool, but a fool can't act like an intelligent person. So I always kept in my mind that I was intelligent. I mean, because I am intelligent. And then somewhere along the line, I brought my sister on the podcast, the Lisa Experience. Somebody got to mute their phone in the background. Mute your phone if you're moving around.
Sorry.
That's probably Dre. Who is that? Oh, I thought that
was
Dre.
She said she's sorry. She got it.
Oh, I know Dre be cooking and everything in the background. And I brought my sister on, you know, to help me with the podcast. And we started the 15 minutes of the Lisa Experience. And 1 week she interviewed her son, and then she interviewed her daughter, my niece and my nephew, and then she interviewed her daughter's daughter, my great niece. And I really got to honestly say that from that moment on, my podcast started to change. And then one Sunday, I was surfing through Facebook one Sunday morning, and I heard this pastor talking. He was on live. And then I listened to him. I listened to his whole sermon. And when it was done, I cashed that from $10. And I've been listening to this pastor ever since this. I've been about 6 or 7 weeks ago. I've been listening to him every Sunday. I listen to his sermon every Sunday morning at 10:15 for about an hour, because it just seemed like it was something that I needed to hear. I wanted to hear, but I needed it at the time. And I can honestly say, like, that at this time, like, I feel good about the direction of the podcast. And I don't know. We're running out of time, but listen, this was the last podcast of 2022. I want to thank everybody who tuned in. Everybody who ever called on the phone, everybody who ever clicked on the link, anybody who ever donated to the show, the people that supported the show, everybody who supported Grown Folks Talking, and Farce, and Leon, and Catherine, Adrian, and Latoya, and Dr. James. Even Mr. Solution, I want to thank Mr. Solution. He was on the show tonight, but he don't talk no more. He just listened. And my sister, and Omar, Francesca, and everybody else out there who listened. If I forgot you, I apologize. Because we get ready to go into another year, 2023. And if there's anything I want people to do is, you know, the new year is made for resolutions. Some people say that's bull, but it's not bull. When 2022 turned into 2023, you supposed to set goals you supposed to want to stand for something because you don't want to fall for anything. And you want to grow. You always want to grow in life. And from year to year, you want to grow. You don't want to stay in the same shit you've been in. Let me tell you, Malcolm X said, if you thinking at 55 years old the same way you was thinking when you was 25 years old, you just lost 30 years of your life. So with that being said is, if you moving on into 2023 with the same baggage from 2022, you're not moving forward. You just stuck. Me, it's so much I want in this world, and so much, like, I'm a person that I always wanted the whole world to know my name. I always wanted to, like my man Deshaun was on here that called in earlier when he said, me and my sister, we gave so much. He wasn't lying about that. We take care of the homeless. We take care of the homeless animals and help each other and help different people. And I believe God bless you for that. So if it's anything you take from this podcast, I want people to take from it that don't take the baggage from 2022. Into 2023. If you in a relationship and if it's not going anywhere, just don't waste your life. It's people with people right now. You sleeping with people and you laying with people and you in relationships with people, but you know they're not going to, you know that's not somebody you're going to be with for the rest of your life. You have to stop doing that. Cheaters, side chicks, mistresses, drug addicts, gamblers. Yo, we all got to just start getting our life together one step at a time. And if I wouldn't be right if I didn't tell you this, cuz I got the platform to say this. I'm not an angel. I'm just like everybody else. I'm a gambler. I got a gambling addiction. I drink, smoke occasionally. I gotta clean up my own soul. But I have New Year's resolutions. January 1st, I'll be starting vegan, and I'll be going back to the gym for the first time in 4 months. I'll be leaving a lot of negativity in 2022. If it was negative, I'm not taking it with me to 2023. Life ain't promised to nobody. We just passing through. And you only live one time. But if you do it right, that's all you need. I like to tell people, my father had cancer, and he was dying with hospice. He was on hospice at the house. And I remember I went to his room, and he was like nothing like he, you know, the man I knew, the man of power and the man of strength. He was, you know, he had lost weight, and he was weak, it was feeble. And I went in the room, and you know, when people get that death glare in their eye, they're just staring at the ceiling, you know. I mean, you know it's death. You could feel it. You could smell it, and you know it's death. And I was sitting there, and I told my father, I was like, yo, tell me something. You know, talk to me. Tell me something. And he turned, and he looked at me, and he told me, he said, everything that you think or you waste time thinking that means something, or a lot of things that you think mean something, he said, in the end, it don't mean shit. And that was the last words I ever heard my father say. Everything that you waste time worrying about and all that, bills, this is what I'm thinking he meant, bills, arguments with your girlfriend, fighting with your baby mother, disagreements with your wife, problems at your job, problems with your kids, baby fathers, baby mothers, pimples, headaches, my butt not big enough, my breasts is not like I want them, I don't look like this, I need a butt lift, I need a penis enlarging, all that shit. In the end, it don't mean nothing. And I didn't really get it when he first told me that, but now I get it. Yes, I do. I get it 100%. And I hope everybody else get it. Right now, we're just about to conclude the show. It's 10:17. We're 17 minutes over. Like I said, I want to thank everybody. I'm not going to go through the list because I might forget somebody. I'll just give Lisa, you still here? Lisa, she might have fell asleep. She had a hard day today. But I'm going to leave everybody. We're going to play a song. And make sure y'all support Grown Folks Talking and all the shows. And you support Dre's show on Monday night. And we got the we even got nonstop music every Saturday at 4:30. We got a lot of different things going on. And Forrest got a lot of different things going on. And we all together, we all as one. That's how we look at each other. Never no competition or nothing like that. Nah. We all together here. We all together for one common cause. You know what I mean? To each one, teach one, to entertain and enlighten, you know, bring some light to some darkness, bring some positivity to some negativity, and just, you know, the power is the truth, and the truth is the power. Yo, we're about to be out of here. It's been a good show. I want everybody, you know, check back in next week. And tomorrow's New Year's Eve. Everybody, please be safe. You know, enjoy yourself. Stay home. Sip some wine. Or go to a family member house. And if you got brothers or sisters you haven't talked to, call them. Be the bigger person. Life's too short. Me too. I got a brother I haven't talked to. I've been trying to reach out to him. I haven't talked to in a while. But I'm trying to reach out to him. And everybody, if you got a brother you haven't talked to, a sister, a ex, a child, reach out to him. You know, be the bigger person. Until then, we'll be here at the same time, 8 o'clock next Friday, 2023. We'll be here. in 2023. Stop eating pork. Drink more water. Vegan, baby. January 1st. I'm out. Peace out.
Shout out, Young Swiss.
I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you won't wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. But first, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.